It's early afternoon in the old garage that serves as an office for Maila Milan in Baikala.
Indian servant, Bombay, 47. Mohammed Hal Sheikh Mujrain M. Hagan Kurmarvit, employment visa Al Gafa Gufadum. The hot chats of this.
Rehmat's come with her husband, Kama Ahmed.
Hal Zul Logia, Al Zul Fida, Mida Kurafis. Ted Bergi.
They've just received an official-looking document in Arabic and English, and they want to know what it says.
Very good. Visa gaya, Baba. Good. Mr. Kamar Ahmed, son of...
It's a visa for Kamar Ahmed to go work in the Gulf as a private servant in a rich man's house.
They can earn another 5,000. Around 10 to 12,000 a month.
Good man. Very good man.
Kamar Ahmed, when are you going to leave for the Gulf?
Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Kamar Ahmed's going for a very simple reason.
Can't earn much over here and can earn better over there. Here I get enough, but I can't save anything. I eat and that's it.
The employment visa says he'll be getting 10,000 rupees a month, $300. Sounds a lot for a pavement dweller.
No, that's not true. He's earning really good money here. This is not a very big difference, but it's going to come in bulk.
Yeah.
Now he's earning equivalent to that. There's not a very big difference as money as such.
That really does surprise me.
He's already earning 6 to 7,000 a month here also. Now he earns 100-150 a day, which means it's about 5,000 rupees also. It's a little more. And for which
Kamar Ahmed does zari or fine embroidery work for fancy boutiques. He earns well when there's work, and that's the problem when there's work. So to make ends meet, he does a little something extra on the side.
For 4 months in the rains, I don't get any work. So at that time, I've opened my own Ayurvedic dispensary.
Where? This is news to me, but anyway, where? Here?
Sen, Dharavi Road. Mamu se humne seekha.
Turns out it's in Dharavi, a large slum half an hour north of Baikala. Kamar Ahmed's uncle's been running a little store dispensing medicines, and not just any old medicines.
It's an aphrodisiac.
And you don't need to go to the Gulf to make
In fact,
money.
He does. He's broke. His entire stock, 20,000 rupees, was confiscated by the police because he didn't have a permit. And even when things are going well, there are expenses.
Our greatest expense is advertising in the papers. We give it in all the local Hindi and Marathi newspapers.
What is this wonderful aphrodisiac made of?
This is the way you enjoy the boutique.
This is a combination of various herbs, which are all Indian herbs. We buy them separately, we process them, we grind them, and make it into some kind of a potion with a base. And it's very effective for men.
The price varies according to the customer, or how much they think they can con them for. To use Kamar Ahmed's expression, depending on the size of the goat. Kamar says most of his customers are South Indians or locals, but very rarely Muslim men.
So you've never tried this wonderful potion yourself?
Yes. I first try it, use it, and then sell it.
And you found it really effective?
Yes, absolutely.
So working in the Gulf could solve a few financial problems for Kamar Ahmed. Rehmat, of course, will also be expecting Kamar Ahmed to bring back a long list of goodies.
She'll want clothes for the children. Ramu,
Where's she going to hook up a television in up the street?
She already have a television at home.
Last time, I swear, it was a black and white.
Now she sold that and bought another one. She, see, there is another side of Brahman. She borrows money here and there. Well, they have to spend 12,000 rupees now in bulk to go to Gulf. I told her, कोई बड़ा बड़ा फर्क होने वाला नहीं है लेकिन पक्का हर महीना
Just to get out of India will also cost Kamar Ahmed a little something extra. He needs an exit permit stamped in his passport. Somebody will get paid bakshish, maybe 2,000 or 3,000 rupees, to turn a blind eye when Kamar Ahmed gets to passport control at Bombay airport. So now the total, just to get to paradise, is already more than 22,000 rupees or the first 10 weeks' salary and counting. And this is all assuming his new boss is honest and will pay him what he says he'll pay him on this piece of paper.
When's he going?
He's going to
Dubai,
Dubai. Dubai.
And then there's a little problem of the existing debts. Kamar Ahmed and Raymat like the good life.
On Sunday, he would like to take her, go and stand somewhere, go and take her around, go for a movie. They borrow 100 rupees and go for a movie. Which is too much. You pay 100 rupees, 10 rupees, 20 rupees in interest a month.
To show she's a good Muslim, Raymat's been known to invite everyone on Apna Chopad party to a feast that set her back 2,000 rupees, 2 weeks' wages, and then to go out next morning and borrow the money to pay the bills. Just yesterday, Jokin paid off one of Raymat's debts, a 3,000 rupee loan, for which she had to pay the money lender almost 4,000 rupees interest over 18 months.
She's counting on him getting 10,000 a month and sending half of it back, isn't she?
Yeah, definitely he would be spending 5,000 a month. And unless the money comes to Maila Milan and Maila Milan try to put certain condition, she would not be improved at all.
Somehow, Raymat's spending habits have to be brought under control.
Now, Raymat's almost a classic case of somebody who, in every sense, her desires outstrip her.
Yeah, but she's over smart also. See, the beauty of Raymat is that she can dress up so beautiful. After 10 minutes, she can be dirty as much as possible also. Is she a lazy bitch? You find after 10 minutes she will be working very hard to earn the 10 paisa. You know, she's a toughie. She can do anything. She can go anywhere.
You think she'll survive the absence quite easily?
Oh, yeah. She don't need him.
Jokin says Kamar Ahmed's got the hots for Raymat.
Miss. That is there. You cannot say that she doesn't have that affection and love to him. She will miss him, but not the extent what he's going to miss her. He would not eat lunch unless she is not there to feed him. So I tease him. Bloody bugger, you're not come to have lunch, you're come to see your wife. You know? Don't try to pretend.
Jokin says Kamar Ahmed will send Raymat photos and clothes and write sweet nothings. And if Raymat doesn't respond in kind, all hell will break loose. It's already happened once before.
Earlier one day, without informing, he went to Delhi and she cried and wept, and we packed her in the train within 8 hours. To go and find, because we, without informing, had a small petty quarrel, so he left her and went to Delhi. She took Maila Milan money and rushed to Delhi within 24 hours to find him out. And that type of a pair, which we know very closely. Now, how they're going to be separately living for 2 years? So I'm telling this, no? To please you, he has to send so many things.
Jokin's got a bet on that Kamar Ahmed will get so desperate, he'll ask Raymat to send a fake telegram to his new boss in the Gulf saying his mother is ill. The boss will give him the ticket and Kamar Ahmed will get back here well before his leave is officially due. Later that afternoon, Celine and I talked to Raymat alone. 2 years is a pretty long time for any couple to be separated. Celine asks Raymat if she'll cry when he leaves. Why should I cry? I've got all of you. Raymat's playing it very cool. No outward show of emotion.
I'm happy.
I'm happy that he's going. At least he will earn something and come back. Because here he doesn't have a regular job. He earns for 4 days. He may not earn for the rest. So at least he will save some money and come back.
अभी तो पहले टाइम जा रहा है ना अभी कौन देखा है खुशी और गम जाने के बाद मालूम पड़ेगा
ही इज गोइंग फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम सो आई डोंट नो वेदर आई विल बी सैड और हैप्पी आफ्टर ही लीव्स आई विल नो
एक है बचाने के लिए
Shanaz pipes up. Of course you'll miss him. Who's going to cuddle you at night? Jokin sees his opening.
Shanaz's husband is so good.
He gets a chai.
The minute she goes from the office, from the return backs from the job, 5 o'clock, everybody teases Shanaz. Her husband runs to buy a tea for her. In Indian tradition, it is the other way around. The women will go, make a tea, give the husband.
Apne even, even this one's husband puts her up on her altar.
Oh. This is really lucky woman. She's very lucky. Husband is... There's no hanky-panky business, accounting, money. If she shouts at him in, he will go anywhere and loot, get the money for her.
Conventional wisdom says that if you're poor, whether you're a Hindu or a Muslim, it's a man's world. But quite a number of the women here on the pavement have a lot more power than they let on.
If this is openly said, the feminist will just kill you.
Yeah.
But this is the key, you know?
And Jokin's risking his neck but telling the truth.
Accept sincerely women as quality. But still... She know how to twist the husband. She knows very well. She uses her, all her charm, sex, and everything. In Indian society, if a woman decided to get certain things done, it is done.
Kama Ahmed left 3 days later. Every so often, Raymat would tell me he'd phone. Everything was going fine. And then one afternoon in the rainy season, it must have been 18 months later, Raymat came into the office ponging like an ad for Chanel No. 5. She positively reeked perfume. That could only mean one thing. Kama Ahmed was back. Next day, I went down to number 79 Abner Jobad Patti. Kama Ahmed had just left. Raymat was in, preparing the food on the kerosene stove. Film music blaring from a color TV somewhere above me. The hut was bigger than last time. Raymat had raised the roof, added a mezzanine. That's where she slept, and that's where the TV was.
Recently, I have built this upstairs.
That's all that golf money.
जगह नहीं पूरती थी ना कितने जने हैं 10 जने घर में
वी आर 10 ऑफ अस एंड द स्पेस वाज वेरी लिटिल सो वी बिल्ट दिस
सब बाहर से होते थे ना तभी सब बच्चे भी थे सब आराम से पढ़ सकते
वी यूज्ड टू ऑल ऑफ अस यूज्ड टू स्लीप आउटसाइड नाउ ऑल द चिल्ड्रन स्लीप अपस्टेयर्स
Kama Ahmed had been as good as his word. He'd sent back 3,000 rupees every month to Raymat and the two kids.
Now, with all the money that he's made, have you been able to pay off your television and all the other wonderful debts that you've incurred? Because you're a big spender. You like to spend.
नहीं लेकिन अभी सब कर्जा तो खत्म की ना जो भी है महिला मिलन से लेना देना है बस.
I have cleared all my debts with whatever money he got from there. I only now owe some money to Mahila Milan.
Later that afternoon, Kama Ahmed himself came to see me in the Maila Milan office.
Was it as good as you imagined it would be before you went?
Socha tha, dar raha tha, wo baat nahi rahi. Matlab jaane se pehle main yahan par se dar raha tha ki matlab wahan par kya hoga, kya nahi hoga, wo cheez nahi rahi.
I was a bit apprehensive before I started, but when I went there, it all got evened out and I was fine. I mean, my fears were not so
And the work was what you thought it was going to be, and you got paid what they had promised you?
उसमें कोई कमी नहीं हुई मेरा मतलब जितना मैं चाह रहा था उतना पैसा भी मिला जैसा मैं काम चाह रहा था वैसा काम भी मिल गया
I was when I went there the pay and the promise was as good as what I had heard here and when I reached there the pay was okay and the Arabs were very nice to me I mean it was nice basically
पढ़ाई तो चालू है बच्चों की
This first trip basically got them out of debt. Now Kamar Ahmed signed on for another 2 years. He leaves again at the end of the month. This time he and Raymat want to save towards their eventual home. And then there's the children's education back here in Baikal. It doesn't come cheaply.
My children have a cost of about 500-600 rupees in their education. So I can't do that staying in India. I can only do that when I'm there.
Kamar Ahmed thinks he'll probably stay in the Gulf another 4 years and then return here for good. Eventually, he wants to save enough to start his own business here in Bombay. Whether it's going to be for the making and selling of aphrodisiacs, he won't let on just yet. This is Julian Crandall-Hollick in Bombay.